Do you recognize that sound? That's KSKA's Anne Hillman dumping or recycling into a bin. There are a lot of rules about what you can and can't put in that bin, and those rules can be confusing. So Anne hopped in a recycling truck to sort it out.
A black 9-foot-long arm extends out from the lumbering red truck, and its claw clamps down on a blue recycle bin. The arm hoists the bin into the air, and recyclables tumble into the truck. Empty, the bin's placed back on the ground, and the truck moves on. Solid Waste Services employee Garrett Fairclough guides the maneuver from inside the cab.
It's pretty much one big video game. And that's how that's what I say. I was saying, can you play video games when I train people? Because if you can play video games, you can pretty much do this job.
Fairclough has been picking up trash and recyclables for about 3 years. He says it's simple, but he can talk continuously about the intimate details, like swaying motions of different trucks, the problems of open cans filling with water and ice, the flurried mess of loose grass clippings. He winds his way down a narrow neighborhood alley.
It's cool. It's fun. I love going past schools because they're all like, "Garbage man, honk your horn." I'm like, all right.
In the back of his truck, he's carrying co-mingled recyclables. That's paper, cans, and plastic bottles. But not all plastics. Mary Fisher is the executive director of Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling.
All plastics are not created equal. Let me just say that first. All plastics are different.
Fisher says people in Anchorage can only recycle plastic bottles with necks that are marked number 1 and number 2. The bottles are not the same as plastic containers called clamshells, even if they're marked with the same numbers.
And that's because in the plastic world, number 1 PET is just the name for the resin that's used. And then chemicals are added to that resin to form it in certain ways. And so a different chemical is used to form a bottle than is used to form a clamshell.
Which means they melt at different temperatures. Mixing the two reduces the value of the plastic. Fisher says that's a problem, especially now when the prices for recyclables have been low for about a year.
The recyclers are very nervous because their profit margins are very, very low right now.
So they can't take low-value items like number 5 plastics. Fisher says a couple of inappropriate recyclables mixed into a bale of 1s and 2s may not make a huge difference.
But you reach a point very quickly that the contamination really lowers the value of the material.
So does food contaminate a recycle load? Not really. But Fisher says you should rinse all of your bottles and cans because it's more sanitary for all of the people who handle them in the sorting process. And what about plastic caps? First it was no, now it's yes.
We have changed because the technology that manages this material has changed, so you can recycle your lids with your plastics.
Fisher says many of the changes have happened because it makes people more likely to recycle.
It's the only industry that I know of that depends on people doing the right thing in their household in order to get the basic material to make the new product. What other industry is there in the world that depends on you doing the right thing?
Back on the road, Faircloth's truck is full. He takes the recyclables to the Anchorage recycling facility off of Dowling and dumps them into a massive pile.
So pretty much we use the packer blade to shove it all out.
When the area is full, the recyclables are crushed together into square bales, packed into shipping containers, and sent off to Seattle. There, they'll be sorted and sold and potentially turned into things that you will recycle later. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.